y'all. It is day 9 of our Unlearning series. We're taking 10 solid days to look at 10 limiting beliefs that may be keeping us back from stepping into the calling on our lives. Remember, these episodes are recorded live in our Facebook group, so the quality's not exactly perfect. You might hear me giving some shout-outs to some of our members, so please excuse that. And also, just one more thing to note before we get started. Today, we're looking at false humility, shrinking back, not really stepping into the man or the woman that you are called to be. And when I recorded this, we just had a super crazy event happen in the U.S. where we had a bunch of protesters storming the Capitol. If you're listening to this in the future and you need a reminder, hashtag 2020, hashtag January 2021. Y'all remember what was going on. Hopefully the future looks a little bit brighter, but right now it's just some crazy political climate. So this live was recorded right during that, just to give you a little bit of context. But the message is applicable to whatever year it is. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, love you guys. Let's go ahead and get into this.
I've always felt
immense fear. I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
Told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt. We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
So I almost didn't do this. Right now, if you are in the States, it's kind of crazy right now, watching the news. And we've been doing this 10 days of unlearning to welcome in the new year. And we're on day, I believe this is day nine. And we're going to be talking about unhealthy humility, which you might be like, what's that, Heather? But I almost didn't do this. Because like I said, there's so much craziness happening right now. And this afternoon has just been super emotional for me. And I know probably for you too. It's hard seeing some of the things that we've seen over this past year in our country. And so much hurt and so much pain and so much division. It's hard sometimes figuring out, especially as a leader. You know, how much do you step up and use your voice in times like this versus, you know, stepping back and allowing for silence? And it's just this really weird, awkward space where, you know, I was just having a conversation yesterday with another leader who has a community. And she's saying, you know, in times like this, you know, what do we do, right? Do we step up and use our voice and talk about what's going on? Do we not, out of, you know, empathy and respect? Like, where's the balance there? And I just had a amazing conversation with Ryan Hartley. We had a Clubhouse conversation about heart-centered leadership and our role in times like this. And so I almost didn't come on and finish this day 9 of unlearning. However, I just wanted to be honest with you that, you know, in hard times, in frustration, in what seems as though darkness, we can be a light. As leaders, right? We can be carriers of light and carriers of hope and point to the future and point to the things worth fighting for. And you can do that in a variety of ways. And I know often I judge myself that it needs to look a certain way, right? Because that word leader is so heavy. And I cannot tell you how many emails and DMs I've gotten from people where they're like, I like the show, I like the group, but to be honest with you, I'm not a leader, because that weight, that word is so heavy, right? It seems like there's just a lot, and there is a lot of responsibility with that word. And sometimes we want to shy away from it because, you know what? We're still a human, and we're going through this human experience with everyone. So who are we to deem ourselves as leaders when we don't really know the answers to things, right? Do we admit that? Do we share that we don't know, that we're scared too, that we don't, you know, turning on the news is hard and watching some of this stuff. Do we share that? Do we lead with that? Do we feel like, do we have to have all the answers? It's interesting. Today we were going to be talking about unhealthy humility. That was a thing to unlearn, right? And I had this plan before people were storming the Capitol and all this crazy stuff. But, you know, I was going to go in the direction of a lot of times as business owners and as leaders, we have kind of what I deem as like false humility, where it's like, well, I'm just this and that. Who am I? You know, it's that imposter syndrome bit where it can come across as like humility, but it's really something that's holding us back and really a disservice to other people when we hold back the gifts and the calling that God has on our lives. And I grew up in a very heavily religious environment that really slap the hand of, you know, people stepping up and using their voice if they weren't in positions of power and they weren't deemed this or that. And even to being a woman, sometimes feeling a little bit like I don't have a place to speak my mind. And especially with the way that I carry myself and my personality, like there was just this image of what a leader was. And I never really felt like that, even though I had a strong desire to be with people and to help people. And I had a lot of things I wanted to share, right? So it's this weird pull between, I want to use my voice, I want to help, I want to be a beacon of light, but also two, I feel so inadequate in this space. And honestly, maybe I am. Maybe I don't know all of the answers. Maybe I don't know what to say right now. And so although I was going to kind of go a little bit of a different direction originally with this unhealthy humility, kind of leaning more into like imposter syndrome and talking about that, I went ahead and just decided that let's have this conversation today within the context of this crazy year that we've had. And, you know, we're putting this on the podcast and you may be hearing this in 2025, where hopefully it's a little bit more beautiful and calm and peaceful. How is it in the future, y'all? Tweet me. If Twitter's still around, let me know. What's it like? But as of right now, there's been so much unknown. And so there's so many good people who are feeling the weight and stepping back saying, where is my voice in this space? Who am I to lead? And again, I think that comes down to the pressure that we have, that leaders have all of the answers all the time. And I just don't think that's true. I think it might seem that way sometimes, but I think leadership is the willingness to stand up, whether you know the answers or you're not, and being a space for people when they need it, and to point people towards what's right and good and hope, right? And that's not easy. Right? It's simple, but it's not easy, especially when you might be struggling to see it yourself. But if there are times like this that we're in right now where you think, how can I move the needle or make any kind of difference in this world? I'm just an artist. I'm just a teacher. I'm just this. I'm just that. You are a carrier of light and you can create space for people. If that's simply posting hopeful things, if it's hosting Zoom calls for your community where people can connect and talk to each other, whether it's reaching out more to people one-on-one and just seeing how they're doing, like creating space is a form of leadership. And it doesn't have to be imposed where we're coming in with this is what needs to happen and blah, 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 but just creating an environment where people feel seen, they feel heard, they don't feel alone in times, especially times like this that are so freaking hard, right? Because we do have something worth fighting for. And your voice does matter, especially in times like this. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And it can be trembly and it can be messy. Nobody gives a rat's booty butt. I try not to say ass because the kids are about to come home and I'm trying to watch my language around them so they don't go to school and get in trouble. Nobody really cares. What people are looking for right now is stability, safety, hope, order, peace in the midst of chaos, right? And so sometimes unhealthy humility, this humility that seems like we're, well, you go ahead, you speak. Well, you go ahead, you lead. I have nothing to say, all that. Let's all lead together, okay? There is a space for you right now to make a difference in whatever way that may be. Lean in and ask God what that is. What is one small thing that I can do to bring hope right now to the people that I'm leading, to my family, to my community, to my friends? What is it? Is it creating a crazy, funny TikTok that gives some hope? Is it a kind letter? Is it a note? Is it a Zoom call? What is it? I just want to encourage you guys not to retreat in silence in times like this, because we need more empathy, more good in this world now more than ever. And it's easy to retreat. It's easy. But if you can show up messy and trembling, y'all, that's leadership. It matters. And what am I? I'm going to totally jack this. But this idea of humility, closing out here, as I always thought humility growing up was muting yourself. Well, I'm being humble. But Heather's jacked up definition of it, which is true. Look it up. But right? But put in my own words, was that humility is not thinking of yourself more than you ought to, right? It's not elevating yourself higher than what you are, but we don't even rise to the occasion of who we are. So this false humility keeps us down here when really we need to step into the calling of who God's called us to be. Not rising above it, not acting all higher than thou, but also too, not shrinking in it. And I think both pieces are just as important, right? So how can you use your voice right now? How can you be faithful with the gifts that God's given you? How can you bring some hope right now through your art, through your creativity, through your business, through your family, through your friends, through your statuses? It's powerful. Hey, y'all, I hope you found that super encouraging. I hope that you step into that calling that is on your life. Use your voice. Even though you probably will second guess yourself, don't allow it to cripple you. Your voice matters. Please text us. I want to hear from you. What do you think about this conversation? It's 501-214-4307. I want to hear from you. Again, 501-214-4307. We love you. We're in your corner. See you soon.